Hi, my name is Richard Crawford, host of the Supply and Demand Show, where we delve into the dynamic world of the global supply chain, and we navigate through the complexities, disruptions, and innovations that shape this vital network of interconnected businesses. From sourcing raw materials to delivering finished products, we uncover the challenges that arise at each stage and explore the strategies for optimizing efficiency and sustainability. And each week, we'll highlight a specific supply chain event. And I'll be joined each episode by my co-host and resident supply chain expert, Kareem Kafouri, founder and CEO of the Atlas Network. And on each episode, we'll also introduce a very special guest who will chat about their company and their expertise in the supply chain industry before being put in to the hot seat to answer three questions in 5 minutes. So let's get started. Kareem, how are you doing, my friend?
Hey, Richard, how are you doing?
Everything doing good? Doing today? Good. How's this week going for you so far?
Doing well. Getting very excited. We've got Manifest coming up in Las Vegas next week. So that's exciting. It's basically the entire supply chain descending upon Vegas for 3 days. We will be speaking on day 3 at 10 a.m. on Nearshoring Done Right. And very excited about that event that's coming up soon.
Yeah, that's going to be fun. Vegas is always fun, right? Who doesn't have fun in Vegas?
Yeah, as long as you don't lose your shirt, it's okay.
Or rip my pants like I did last time. Anyway, that's another story. But all right, for this week's topic, Kareem, I thought we'd discuss the very crucial topic of finding the right supply chain company for your business needs. So give us a little insight into what business owners should look for.
Absolutely. So, I mean, supplier selection and supplier vetting is probably the most critical step in the development of your supply chain because it's from that starting place that you end up having the best outcome possible. So when we look at suppliers, we look at both quantitative and qualitative factors to be able to determine what suppliers make the most sense. So things like qualitative factors would be responsiveness, professionalism, timeliness, and so on and so forth. Quantitative factors are going to be things such as average defect rates, years doing business, number of employees, percentage of exports to markets that you're trying to produce within to see if they have background or experience. So you really want to weigh out sort of a combination of quantitative and qualitative factors to really determine what's the best supplier. And then you never really want to go for only one. You want to do an active bidding process where you essentially look at 3, 4, 5 different suppliers for the same product to really determine if the pricing that's being offered, the timelines that are being offered, and other aspects of your RFQ are really being met in a similar way. And you kind of throw out the outliers, like the lowest one, the highest one, and then it gets you to a band of what seems to be most reasonable. You may want to do some prototyping across a few of these different suppliers to then in the end determine which one makes the most sense for the production. So it's a very, very important step. I always tell my teams the first most important step is pick the right group that we're going to work with. Yeah. Even if you do that, you have to have eyes and ears on the ground and third party attestation as well. But picking that supplier is super critical, very critical part.
So from a business owner point of view, it's important that they do their due diligence by the sound of it. Right? There's a lot of groundwork from them.
Absolutely. I mean, or if they don't have the capabilities to do so, then they may want to hire an outsourced party such as ours to do it for them. I think that's one of the biggest value propositions that we bring to a lot of our clients when we develop their supply chains, which is that first big and important step of the supplier vetting process. So yes, it does take a lot of effort, time. You have access to resources and if you don't have those things, then you need to have a group that does that for you. Otherwise, you may not have a great outcome.
Yeah, so a little work in the front end saves a lot of disappointment on the back end, I would guess, right?
Absolutely.
All right, Kareem. So let's bring in our guest. Our guest today is Hassan Elkhoumi. Hassan is the president of... Hassan, let me get this right. Is it LIM or is it LIM?
Either one works. Less
All right.
is more. LIM.
LIM. Okay. So Hassan is the president of LIM, who deliver web development, IT staff, augmentation services, and a host of other customized digital solutions to clients all around the world. Hassan, tell us a little bit more about yourself and your business.
Sure. Thank you for having me. So Lim, we've been around since 2011. We've grown to be over 200 people now across 8 countries. We actually just rebranded from Lim Media to Lim. We got our start in media and production, and working with a lot of the celebrities and other brands. But we are a system integrator that provides IT staff augmentation and digital services across the globe to some really well-known brands.
Cool. And what have you got going on now? What exciting stuff is happening in your world at this point?
Yeah, I mean, look, new year, new limb, new variety of different things coming up. We are seeing more in international growth and development, and we're leading with inclusion here at LIM of our team members, and also diversity when it comes to our technology as well. We're investing in education within our international development and growth. We're putting together a program with American University to help train students in a number of different countries to be able to take on opportunities across the globe. There's plenty of work, at least that we're seeing coming in. It's just a matter of having the people be able to take it on. And we're going to see that continue to grow as we get through 2024 and into 2025.
Exciting stuff, man. Not as exciting about as about what's to happen right now, though, because you're about to be in the hot seat. Are you ready for the hot seat?
Yeah, bring it on.
So basically, we're going to ask you 3 questions. I'll ask you question 1, Kareem will ask you question 2, and then I'll ask you question 3. And it will be timed, and we'll see how close you can get to the 5-minute spot. And I have to say, we do have a leader right now, Kate Date from Manifest. Did it in 4 minutes and 58 seconds, Kareem, something like that?
Right, she was right on the number, and... very excited, and you know, I think Hassan's going to do well, though.
Yeah, it's a hard one. It's a hard one to beat. It's a hard one to beat, but we'll see.
I'm not a fast speaker, but I'll get through it.
It doesn't matter. Very concise answers within 5 minutes. That's what we're looking for, Hassan.
You got it.
All right, my friend. Here we go. Question 1, and the clock starts now. What strategies are you using to train your team to understand the technologies that drive supply chain?
Yeah, I talked about it briefly in the beginning. I mean, we're investing a lot in education and training and you know, to bring on the necessary talent to be able to take things on, but also to learn with technology being so exponential. So that's a big part of what we're investing in this year, and things that we've learned from our failures last year and the year before have allowed us to really build that structure and foundation to double down in education and training, not just here, but also in these other countries that we're expanding in. That's going to be the biggest area that I see for this year. Education and training is going to be the core of that.
Wow, that was
concise.
Okay, let's keep it going. Kareem,
come on.
Question 2. With all the priorities asked of business, how do you determine where to start?
Communication is going to be key, right? Internally and externally. Whether it's investing with our partners, their technology partners, have it be Salesforce, Oracle, Microsoft, it's important that we're investing in communication there to be able to learn of what's to come, what we can be doing better or differently, so that we are a better partner to our customers and to our partners. Communication is going to be at the core of that. And to get even more granular, responsiveness. If I'm sending out this information or an email or I've reached out to you via text or Slack, minimum of responsiveness so that we can at least know that we're being seen, even if you need some time, right, to speak internally. So at the core of it, I know it sounds a little bit elementary, but it's going to be communication without a doubt. And that goes internally and externally with our partners, have it be, you know, a technology partner or even our customers.
Wow, you're running pretty good, Hassan. You can take your time on this next question. You've got a little bit of time with it. So, question 3: What technology, functionality, and experiences will help you remain competitive in a very evolving industry?
It's a good one. Technology is exponential, right? I mean, we see that with our devices. We see that with our, you know, upgrades that are happening regularly, and it's only going to get faster. And it's also why I love what I do. I don't see this as a job or just a company. I mean, it's exciting. It's fun. No 2 days are ever alike because of it. So at the core of it, I mean, we're going to continue to invest with our partners on some of these things to learn of what's to come. I think always leaving ourselves open to growth and innovation and evolution, for that matter, something I take very seriously, being a part of Rutgers University, is even as an educator, we need to be a student first. When you say that, you know, I'm a 10 at anything, you leave yourself closed off for any kind of growth, for that matter. I'm not a 10 at anything. I'm hardly a 9 at most things, even things I do very well. And that's because I've got to continue to expand upon it. Just like technology is exponential, man, education is as well. Just like we're learning about the cosmos and everything here, you know, with the planet, you got to leave yourself open to that growth and expansion and innovation. So it's kind of taking a page from the book of what we do, right, with technology that leaves us open to growth. And being a student first is a core piece behind that, with our team, with our partners, and even in our personal lives.
Well, now you have a little bit of time if you want to add anything to that at all.
Yeah. Yep. So I know, three very, very key areas are always going to be people, technology, and process. And they're all very, very important. And it's difficult to say what's more important than the other, because they're important to provide the very best to our customers as well as our partners. But it stems from process. Process is imperative to be able to bring in the proper technology to support our people and our customers. That's going to be my, I guess, final thoughts from Hassan.
All right, Hassan. So we're going to stop that right there. You might not be a 10 at anything, but I'm going to give you a 9.5 for the time that you got. You were pretty, pretty close. There wasn't much to spare. Unfortunately, you didn't beat Katie, but I'm not sure anybody is going to at 4:58. But well done. I give you a 9.5 there, not a 10, because there is room for improvement. Kareem, is there anything you'd like to add to what Hassan has been saying?
No, I mean, I think Lim and Hassan and his team have been doing some really amazing things. We've been talking for a little bit, for probably a couple months now, and we have some crossover with regards to certain levels of technology and development and innovations regarding the realm of supply chain. So I'm very excited about, you know, continuing the relationships with Lim and with Hassan and his team. They really are at the forefront of development and innovation in a very unique time and space that we're in. So was very happy to have him on the show, of course, and continuing to talk with him more and work with him and his team more and more in 2024 and beyond. So very, very excited that he's here today.
Well, yeah, thank you, Hassan. I know, like everybody else in this industry, time is money and it's very valuable. So we really appreciate the time that you've taken to come on today. But before we go, how can people keep up with you?
Yeah, thank you. Best way to get a hold of me, I mean, through our website, golim.com, golim.com, or even through LinkedIn, Hassan Alchemy. There's not any other Hassan Alchemy on LinkedIn. Or you can email me. It's my first initial, halchemy@golim.com.
Well, are you going to manifest?
I'm not. And you know, you're not the first person that's told me this week.
Yeah.
I had a few folks bring it up last week, but I'm going to be doing quite a bit of traveling. I'm going to be in Vegas quite a bit as well. So it's going to be difficult. And it kind of overlaps with a few other things happening here. We will be at... we're going to be sponsoring the Waste Management Phoenix Open next week.
Ah, really?
I guess for Super Bowl. And then we will be at Etel West and Palm Springs, Shop Talk, Adobe Summit, the Retail Innovation Conference and Expo, RICE, abbreviation, Chicago, and a few others that are going to come up throughout the year. But those are going to be the big ones.
Hassan, if you're sitting in your private suite at the Waste Management and you hear some Scottish guy in the background trying to make his way in, arguing with the bouncers, just come ahead and let me in, buddy.
I would love to see you, man.
Well, thanks, Hassan. Kareem, how can people get a hold of you, mate?
Our website is theatlasnetwork.com. And or you can reach me basically on my LinkedIn profile as well, Kareem Kafouri, on LinkedIn. And again, you know, can't thank you enough, Hassan, for coming on the show. We really do appreciate it and excited to see what the future holds.
Yeah, thanks, Kareem. Thank you. And of course, don't forget to all our people watching and listening, don't forget to like and follow our pages at the Supply and Demand Show on LinkedIn and YouTube. Thank you very much, everyone, and we will see you next time.